Christ has in your place, that he has embodied you and the whole human race in our flesh, and he has done what we, in our sin and self-deception, cannot do and will not do. Secondly, that he brings to you in baptism, he brings you the fullness of that perfection as his gift to you, so that God does not look on the ways you misuse his name, but instead sees his name on you perfectly, as Christ has held it. And then thirdly, you, as you truly are in Christ, baptized into him, do keep his name on your lips and in your life. And you have an opportunity now in this life, albeit it's going to be always with the fingerprints of the old Adam and the cursings of the old Adam. You have nonetheless the opportunity to use this gift and to use it in blessing to others and in teaching others who God is and what he has done for them as well.